The e-scooter war is heating up. There's another brand in Auckland, one more heading to Christchurch soon. Supersize scooters and freebies and discounts to attract customers in a now competitive market. And they've hit some speed bumps. Scooters are being picked up by tow trucks, charging $200 each to release them. Jordan Bond reports.
It's getting hard to keep track of all the different animal and fruit-named e-scooters you have to dodge on our footpaths, let alone downloading all the apps to actually use them. Bright pink new entrant Flamingo, started by two 21-year-olds, Nick Highland and Jackson Love, launched in Auckland 3 weeks ago. It's rolled out 525 scooters, adding to the 400 they already have in Wellington. To get a foothold against behemoth Lime and fellow newcomer Wave, they're trying to outdo each other with deals.
Some of those key differences definitely come in handy, like our public transport zones, the student discount plan, and yeah, we also offer free helmets, which people can order through the app, which has been hugely popular as well.
Flamingo waive the unlock fee, $1, if a rider takes it from a train station or some bigger bus stops. For the safety conscious, they'll send you a free helmet, you just pay delivery, and also offer a student discount. In Wellington, Flamingo is battling Uber's scooter Jump. They're also soon to launch in Christchurch to take on Lime there as well, and also another company, Beam.
We're just coming up to 100,000 rides across both cities, which has been awesome to see. Our target for Auckland was 30,000 users in the first month from our full launch, and we're right on track to hitting that number.
Lime recently put up its price, 8 cents a minute, but this week announced a new supersized offering to roll out soon. It has bigger wheels and a better battery, which makes it 5 kilograms heavier, as the debate rages on about whether they should be allowed on footpaths. But Auckland Council says it hasn't had an application from Lime asking if they can introduce the bigger scooters. Another problem in their rapid ascent to transport ubiquity, tow trucks. Annoyed residents have started calling them when they find a scooter on their private property. Auckland Towing says it has a garage stacked with about 20-odd scooters, which have been there for months because the companies won't pay the $200 fee each to release them.
The onus is on the scooter company has got to take responsibility for their clients leaving the scooters where they shouldn't be leaving them. And they can't really put that responsibility onto us and say it's our fault. I mean, they've got the availability in their user contracts to recoup any losses from the person who hired the scooter to start with. Presumably they don't want to do that because it can make them look bad.
That's Auckland Towing's director, Anthony Ashford. He says they don't take them from footpaths, only when they're called about them being a nuisance sitting on private property. He says the companies are just leaving them idle at the tow yard while they talk to their lawyers. But he says there's no way around it. $200, please. Both Lime and Flamingo say there's no reason why a tow truck's needed and they'll happily come take them off people's hands if they're a hassle.
We're still seeking legal advice on that, but we'd really encourage any private landowners to contact us first. We're happy to be really proactive and relocate any scooters. And yeah, we just want to make sure that scooter sharing works for the whole city.
There are now almost 2,000 scooters in Auckland, 800 in Wellington, and once Flamingo launches in Christchurch, 1,300. They're mostly a dollar to unlock and then 30 cents a minute, apart from Lime at 38 cents a minute. Their success is a cheap, low-emission, first and last-mile solution. Means they're here to stay, as we all scoot into the future. For Checkpoint, Jordan Bond.